was a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country, the Yankees call it dumb.
Well, hey there.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. That's, hey, something's different. What's that? Well, that's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
That we played at the beginning because, well, we thought he died.
And then he did. He actually did.
So this just in again.
Again,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, man, you're right. I did text you and say he's not dead.
Yeah, and I just
haven't
looked at the news.
Because his daughter posted this whole thing on Twitter lashing out about how he wasn't dead. And then at like 8:30 or 9 o'clock last night, they confirmed it, and then they posted something this morning. I had to check like 4 or 5 times different places because I was like, I don't want this to be a hoax again.
Yeah.
Now, he's not related to Richard Petty.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that they're two different Pettys.
Okay.
Both are very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you a big fan of the Petty?
Yeah.
Either one?
Yeah.
Tom Petty? Richard, let's do Tom Petty since he's the one who just passed
away. He was
away.
A better singer.
Yeah, Richard Petty. Worst karaoke I've ever
Terrible.
Seen.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So bad. Just went around in circles for 2 hours.
That's right.
Didn't make any sense. But, yeah, I mean, he just played his last show at the Hollywood Bowl, which is right next to my house. And we were going to get tickets, but then it was Monday Night Football. So we decided, no, let's watch Monday Night Football. We'll see him next time. And then here we are.
Dang. Yeah. So what was the final... Like, how did he die? Like, do you know what it
heart
was?
Attack.
Just a heart attack?
Yeah.
How old was he?
And then when they 66.
Okay.
They brought him to the hospital. I think he was brain dead, and then they just couldn't revive him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P. Tom Petty.
Yeah, that's a... Did you ever see him in concert?
No,
were
never
you a big
did.
Fan?
I just, you know, I liked his hits. I didn't dig deep. You know, I didn't go like... And actually... The song I just played, I didn't even know existed.
Oh, wow.
My buddy Dusty Slay, who's a very funny comedian in Nashville.
He sounds like a comedian.
Oh, you would love him.
Dusty Slay.
We'll call him one of these days.
It's like he was named that to be a comedian later in life.
Yeah, it's like a made-up name, but it's actually his name.
Wow.
Yeah. So he tweeted something about Tom Petty, mm-hmm. and that was a song. I go, what is that? There's a whole album called Southern Accents.
Oh,
did you know about it too, Aaron? I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, of course, so, Aaron knows.
That's the first time I heard that song.
It's a great song. So now I'm going to download that.
It, you know, it's fried appropriate.
I had an art teacher in high school that looked just like Tom Petty.
Oh, my
gosh. And he would sing his songs at like the... You know, the end of the year talent show.
Oh, no. He did
that. Was like his time to shine, you know, when he would play guitar and all the teachers
would
swoon.
Oh, so he actually would play guitar, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess if you look like Tom Petty, might as well pick up the guitar.
Yeah. He was actually a terrible person. he told me that I didn't have any talent and I wouldn't make it. And, you know.
What's his name? Let's throw him under the bus right now.
Oh,
screw that guy.
His name was, he was the art teacher. Man.
He was like, what kind of art? Like, just all, like, just painting?
That's the art. Remember the art that I showed you last week that my sister drew?
How could you say that? You guys are both awesome at that.
Mr. Knight. His name was Knight. K-N-I-T-J-H-D.
Screw you, Mr. Knight. You don't know anything about nothing.
Yeah, Tom paid a way better teacher than him.
Exactly.
So, that was tough yesterday. You know, yesterday as a whole was...
Yeah, as you guys know, these come out on Fridays, but it's actually Tuesday.
It's Tuesday for
And
us.
So yesterday is when all that Vegas stuff went down.
Yeah, and
which is,
the weekend before, I was performing at
Life. You were just there.
I was performing at the music festival in Vegas at Life is Beautiful, and apparently that guy was there.
He was?
And he thought it was too spread out.
Oh, no.
And this festival was closer. I mean, I don't know if that's true because they, you know, people are saying that on Twitter, which is... not facts.
Right. It's
hard to have a motive for him yet, so there's no way of really knowing if he was there, if that's just people trying to be dramatic. But it is very eerie to know that I was just in
Vegas. You missed it by a week.
At a music festival. Ugh. And, you know, if I had been in Vegas, I would have definitely gone
you
to that
been
festival.
There.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. I was thinking that, like, we probably know people who were there.
Oh, my friend John Rich was there. He was performing like 90 minutes before.
Uh-huh.
They performed, Big and Rich performed. And then John owns a bar right by Harrah's called Redneck Riviere. Great bar, if anybody's listening. And it's a great bar. And veterans get their first drink for free.
Nice.
And it's all veterans that work there. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's very cool.
I gotta check that out.
It's a great bar. And so he went there right after they performed, mm-hmm. and then all of that.
So he just missed it, too.
He just missed it, and a lot of his rig got, you know, bullets through the rigs, and I guess he gave his sidearm to an undercover cop to help,
oh, wow.
like, with the, you know, he's always carrying.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a big Texas boy.
Sure.
So it was very, very, very terrifying.
I don't know what the number is right now of
59.
Deaths.
59? Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, it's insane.
And they're showing pictures of the hotel. What was it? The
Mandalay Bay.
And there were two windows out.
He shot them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're so spread apart. Is that one room? Because that's a gigantic room if it is.
Must have been a corner. I thought it was a corner room.
Like a corner room, but they're like, there's like.
They were adjoining. There were two adjoining rooms.
Oh, they
gotcha.
Were.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. Yes. So he got two rooms, basically, and then shot those. Okay. My gosh.
I know. That's not even a red flag in Vegas, like somebody getting two adjoining rooms.
No.
You know, like nothing. There was no way of knowing.
I don't know how do you solve this problem? Like, what, you know, you can't.
That's
go through people's bags when they check into a hotel.
It's a human issue.
Yeah.
It's nothing that Vegas or Mandalay Bay could have, it's nothing that anybody can
have
prevented. And they said that a lot of people, you know, they were ducking for cover and running, and some people were running towards the fire because
mm-hmm.
they had no idea which direction the bullets were coming from.
Oh, sure.
And if they're obviously like laying down on the ground too, just was a prone position to.
I heard that people thought maybe it was like fireworks or something that went off too soon. So that, you know, it takes a minute to find out what's happening.
Well, especially at a big concert like that. I was remember the '96 Olympics in Atlanta. There's the bombing at the Olympics.
That's right.
I was leaning against that tower with my friends watching this concert. I mean, if I would have looked down, I would have seen that bag.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then my friends and I were like, oh, this band sucks. Let's leave.
Oh, wow.
And as we're walking away, we were probably, you know, like 400 feet away, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
and we heard this huge explosion. We were like, oh, the band must be getting better. Maybe we should have stayed. But we just decided to go back home. And then we get on MARTA and people were like, oh my God, that was a bomb. And we were like, get out. That was not, we're like 18.
You were just
We've never
there.
Even thought of a bomb before. Like, I had never seen a bomb go off my whole life.
Yeah.
So then we got home, we watched the news, and like all the people we were talking to were like laying on the ground on the news with shrapnel in them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was 96.
1996.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, no one knows what they would do in situations like that, you know, when there's just bullets flying. Like, do you run? Are you saving people? But the one good thing to take away from all this is like how brave and like all the people that were helping people.
Oh man.
Like they were saying they were like
putting
guys with all these trucks. They couldn't get the ambulances there in time, and there were people with trucks that said, just put them in the back of my truck. And then they would give their trucks and then give their firearms to like, you know.
I mean,
like,
you're dealing with, I mean, country music fans, not to say anything about anybody else who's a
sure.
fan of anything, but those, you know, those are fighters.
Yeah.
You know, those are people that are, you know, in the gutters and the ditches and taking care of each other and themselves.
Yeah.
And
so this guy killed himself. Is that what they're saying? The guy
shot himself when they came in the room or when they knocked on the door.
And did he had a girlfriend or a roommate?
You know why? Like his.
Do you know any details?
She was out of the country though.
She wasn't even there.
No.
So he was by himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his brother doesn't.
His brother had no clue either.
Yeah. He was like, he doesn't. We knew he had a gun. I mean, but this guy, they just found his Reno home today, which had
he
a lot more ammunition. They had two. They found 14 in the room, was it, Aaron? And then another 18 in the house in Mesquite. I probably have that mixed
up. These are guns you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, weapons.
And then tons of ammunition. And then they found
explosives
to make a bomb in his car.
Wow.
And then they just found more weapons in his Reno house.
I mean, you think we'll ever find out why this guy
That's
did it?
That's what's so bizarre is that obviously he's doesn't have the makeup of what a normal active shooter is. They're usually younger white males. But they
have. This guy's 64, retired, right?
Yeah, money.
Within a retirement community.
Yeah.
Wasn't poor.
Never been arrested.
Never.
His father was on the FBI most wanted list.
Oh, yeah, I just heard that one.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
He was like a bank robber, right, Aaron?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah, but he didn't grow up with him at all.
Yeah. Oh, so it's
not. So it's just like Hereditary. It's just DNA.
No, it's not. I don't know what it. You know, that's the thing. Is like we just don't know.
Well, I hope you know when they get the computers and stuff, we can find out exactly because everyone was like, did the guy just snap? I mean,
yeah, that's
there was no note left behind. He just
No. Have you?
I wonder if he was terminally ill. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe he just got diagnosed with like a brain tumor or something, and he said, "Well, screw it," and then just went out in blaze of glory, which is dumb. But I don't know.
No, I don't know why you would do that.
No, that
Why you
just kill yourself?
Just, if you're gonna Joe versus the volcano, like go to the volcano and jump in with your brain cloud.
Yeah, great movie by the way.
I mean, great movie. That's where I first learned about Louis Vuitton luggage and how it could float.
I've not seen that movie in forever.
I realized recently that
Tom Hanks, right?
I've seen a lot of movies once.
Okay.
Did we talk about this already?
I don't think so.
I remember watching The Fugitive with my boyfriend the other day, and he watches that movie all the time, and we're watching it. I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. And I go, oh, my God, does that guy have one arm?
Like, you're just now getting this.
He's like, yeah, that's the one-armed man. And I go, yeah, I can see that he has one arm. But I didn't, you know, he's like, that's what the movie's about. And I go, oh, I thought it was just about this doctor that was, like, looking for the person that
the
killed
his wife.
Yeah, the one-armed
man.
Yeah, it's the one-armed man. I was like, oh, what?
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. Jim Carrey. I forgot what movie that was from.
Well, oh, yeah, I don't know.
He quoted that in one of his movies.
I remember.
The Mask.
The Mask.
Thank
it wasn't
you,
me.
Aaron.
It was the one-armed
from
man.
From downtown, Aaron. Aaron. Always coming in.
I love it.
I remember, like, I was talking about the word. Fuck. I apologize to your mother for saying that.
Mom, plug your ears.
Yeah, but how it means fornicate under the command of the king.
Right.
That's where the word comes from.
Correct.
And my friend was like, oh, like Braveheart. And I go, no, this means that like the king can have sex with your wife before you.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, like Braveheart. I said,
because that happened.
No, Braveheart's about Scotland. And they're like, yeah, that's the whole reason they were fighting. Because the king wanted to, weed out the Scottish with his British semen.
Seed.
Yeah.
That's
and I
right.
was like, oh.
Yeah, that's like the pivotal scene, the very first one,
that's
I think.
That's why it
that's
starts.
That's a big one.
That's
yeah.
the reason. That's the plot.
That's the motivation behind the whole film.
Well, I guess that's a good personal question for you, which we talked about before. But like, have you ever been in a situation, like a life-threatening situation?
Yeah. Well, nothing like that. I mean, you were right next to that bomb.
Oh, yeah, I've been in
a
few.
That's crazy. I mean, the only thing I can think of really is, like, car wrecks, you know?
Because
when you're in a car wreck, they say time sort of slows down, and it does feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
Twice that happened to me. I guess I was, like, 19 or something. I was in the back of some guy's Camaro, and then two guys in front, and they were racing these girls from the mall, and went around this curve, and he just lost it. And we took out some mailboxes, took out a fence, and then crashed head on into a tree.
Oh.
And I was in the back, and I didn't have my seatbelt on. But when this thing ended, I was on the dashboard. And I didn't have a scratch on me. Like, no one got hurt.
Right.
I somehow just ended up on the dashboard, and I was fine. But I remember it happening when, you know, you're going around the curve, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to lose it. And he kind of swayed this way. I'm like, oh, man. Mm. And he tried to correct, and it was like it happened
the
3 or 4 times.
Is where, yep.
Yeah.
I was in a plane. You know, I've done 13 military tours overseas for the troops. And I was doing this one tour in the South Pacific, and we were flying from Singapore to Diego Garcia, which was a small island that we got after Vietnam.
Okay.
And so we were in this, we were in a C-130, there were seats in the front. There was, instead of sitting on the side of the C-130, we actually had like rows of seats. Like,
okay.
It was like 10 people to a row. And,
just like a regular plane, but this more,
yeah, but
more
like really
seats.
Wide
yeah.
and like 10 wide. And there are only 4 rows, but there were 10 wide. And, we get up to 30,000 feet and they're like, you can take your laptops out or whatever, like a normal plane.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden my ears start popping and I can't get them to stop. And then we all start passing out. And we just hear, wah, 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 and then the air mask pops out in front of you because it didn't come from above. Like they teach you, because there's
airlines.
No above. That's the C-130. So it comes out of the seat in front of you.
Okay.
And you can't even
Was there a flight attendant that told you?
There was no flight attendant.
I mean, there was no announcement of like.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, and.
You're sitting in the exit row. Are you cool with
it? Yeah.
None of that.
No drinks were going to be served.
Yeah.
So it came out and you're like, you can't even like process. Like you, I tried to pull it, but it's tied to a cord. Like mm-hmm. you have to pull
yank
on
it,
yank it so that the air comes through. So the airman next to me helped me put on my mask, and then he put like, yeah, do yours before you help
baby.
A child. And then this guy starts running from the back of the plane, and he's like, take it down, take it down, take it down. And we're like, the plane? And then they open up the cockpit, and the pilots have on those giant gas mask looking things like from Top Gun.
Right.
And they're flipping through a book.
Oh, my
and
God.
And my uncle,
like they're going through protocols.
Yeah, yeah. My uncle, who's a 2-star general, you know, in the mm-hmm. Air National Guard now, Air Force previously, like he was like, oh, they were doing their checklist. And I was like, bullshit, they were looking things up. And it turns out, and then we just start diving. The plane just starts diving. And
oh my God.
You can't even process. Like all I know is I can't breathe. I'm wearing an oxygen mask and they're taking the plane down.
So you didn't have time to think like your life didn't flash
and
before your eyes.
All I was thinking about
trying to
like,
breathe.
Instead of that, all I could think about was no one knows where I am, except for the government.
Right.
Only the government, because when you're on a tour like that, you can every email and every conversation with your family is past tense.
Okay.
We were here. We just did this because you can't tell anybody where you are because of terrorism.
Safety.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm like, no one knows where I am. I'm, 30,000 feet above the Indian Ocean, wherever the fuck, and and then basically they were diving to 10,000 feet because we lost oxygen.
Uh-huh.
And like, previously that Greek plane had just crashed because they lost oxygen and the pilots passed out too, and then everybody on the plane passed out, and then the plane just flew until it ran out of gas and then fell out of the sky.
Wow.
And so, it's very dangerous to lose oxygen, especially.
Yeah, you kind of need that.
Pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then. Like, they dove to 10,000 feet, turned the plane around. We could all finally breathe. Like, the airman next to me, we were holding hands. He was crying. Like,
oh
that was like,
God.
When when you're on a plane, you're like, as long as the stewardesses aren't worried, I'm not worried.
Yeah, right.
Because they do this every day.
Sure.
So when they sit down and they're like, oh, God, if they're not reading Us Weekly, I'm worried. You know what I mean?
If they're wide-eyed, that's always bad.
So they turned us around. We landed back in Singapore. And we could barely walk, because everything's off kilter because of the air.
How long do you think this whole ordeal lasted?
Probably 4 minutes.
Yeah. It's a long time, though.
It felt like days. And then they said, we'll get you another plane. And I was like, you can keep that shit to yourself. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so I was out of there. And So that was, I've had a couple instances.
Nothing
like
that. Just for me, it's just car wrecks, but those are way bigger.
Yeah, I've been shot at
way bigger.
In a Black Hawk a couple times going over Baghdad. Just ridiculous.
In a Black what?
Black Hawk? Helicopter.
Black Hawks.
Black Cocks.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
Right. Speaking of, let's call my dad.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's going to give us just a couple. I'm going to play this music before because my niece wrote it, so I like to play it. But,
okay.
But he's going to just give us four little picks.
Okie dokie.
Oh, whoops.
Tony. I died. First on second down, third down. Touchdowns with Tony.
Meow.
Yay.
All right, let's call my dad. Let's see if he answers. It's past his bedtime. I don't remember what time, if I told him that.
He just said, be ready, Daddy. Don't worry about it.
Let's see if he's awake. Oh,
you
man.
You think your mom will answer?
Yeah, right?
You owe me $5, I think, from last time.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I don't think he's talking.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's
fell outside. Asleep. He's mowing the grass.
He fell asleep.
He's out. You think he fell asleep?
Hello there.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
How are you?
I'm good. You're awake. I felt like it was almost past your bedtime that I was calling. I was calling a little late.
Oh, that's okay. You only about 5 minutes. I'll be in bed. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So we'll only take up five minutes
be,
of your
little lullaby. Nice.
We were just talking about.
I'm just kidding. I'm just upstairs in my man cave, looking out the window. Got the window open. A beautiful sunset, and the wind's blowing, and the skies are blue, and Watching The Godfather?
Oh. He's painting such a beautiful picture.
I know, and then The Godfather is on. That's a completely different.
Make you an you can refuse.
That is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do today, Daddy?
Well, I got up and do my normal thing, have coffee and wait for Mama to get up and look on the computer, my emails, and listen to the news. And we went to the, I went to the, we went to the YMCA, and I wore my Georgia Bulldog shirt at the Chattanooga Y, so somebody tried to run over me, but I...
Oh, no.
I did the Sony Shuffle and made it past the guy.
Nice. You did the Sony Shuffle. That's good. Sony Michelle would be very proud of you.
Who's this?
Sony Michelle, our running, one of our running back and receivers.
Oh,
the Georgia,
okay.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh,
you
getting the Sony Shuffle.
Nobody
at the gym made eye contact with me.
Yeah, because my dad, they live in Tennessee now.
Uh-huh.
And,
you still
and so
the
he's wearing his Georgia Bulldog shirt at the
Y. I like
y.
your loyalty.
Yeah. That was a good game, huh, Daddy?
Oh, my God. It was... It was incredible. I mean, it was like it was even lots better than the Mississippi game. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think Jacob Eason is going to stay at Georgia?
I guess time will tell, but it's going to be pretty hard to take Fromm out because he's got the team momentum and moving forward. So, but it was good to put Eason last week, the last, 8 or 10 minutes, and take a little rust off of him. So I think our coach is very, very smart and intelligent, and he's trying to keep everybody high and everybody pulled together on the, on the squad.
What's
so,
the record right now?
We're undefeated right now.
Oh, there you go.
5-0. So.
Daddy, do you know what Jake Fromm's Twitter handle is? It's
I don't know.
Guess what it is? It's Jake from State Fromm.
That's good. I like a good
Jake
clever.
Jake from State Fromm?
Yeah.
He sounds hideous.
It's so funny. Such a good Twitter handle.
That would be pretty good for an insurance company endorsement. But
yeah, maybe he'll get to do State Farm commercials. You know, he had 12,000 yards in high school as a passer.
Wow.
I mean, he's insanely good. And then people think that Jacob Eason might be going to Miami because Mark Richt is there, who's our old coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible. But we're not here to talk about Georgia, Daddy, right? We're here to talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from the Falcons' loss.
Oh, my gosh. I think that was a pass that they call a fumble that they run
right.
The other team ran back for a touchdown. To me, that was his arm was going forward. So
I think
you guys got ripped on that one.
Well, let me tell you, there's so much. The league always tries to make sure there's lots of parity in the divisions in the leagues.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody dominating football. And that's what we're seeing this year. Nobody's going to dominate these leagues. And we knew we were not going to go 16-0 as Falcons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather have lost a game on the road than at home against the frickin' Buffalo Bills. You know what I'm saying?
Bills, of all teams. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't a division loss, right, Daddy?
We have no division losses.
Yeah.
Because the Bills are not in our division. But with the Panthers looking like they actually... lit a light under the behinds and
mm-hmm.
beat the Patriots,
yeah.
Which I know John is pretty happy about.
Yeah, no
and
one saw that one
I
coming.
I can't blame him because I never would have thought that would happen after last week's game. But,
no way. We looked like we were done for the season. I mean, Benjamin was hurt. We got O Lyman hurt. We got lots of people out. So I just assumed they're done.
Yeah.
Olsen broke his foot just running. So I'm like, we're doomed, and then they pull this. So I was happy about that. Yes,
for the Panthers to go into the Patriots on their field,
right,
and
mm-hmm.
beat them probably be like a godzillion to one odds. You know what I'm saying?
Godzillion, yeah. What are the odds on that? Can you put a bet on that in Vegas? Can I put a godzillion dollars on the Patriots to lose at home to the Panthers?
Yeah, I would love to go back in time.
Well, I guarantee you, if I did, I'd be rich. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you almost won the football pool this week. I only had one upset pick that worked out, but my other ones was the Rams. I picked the Rams to beat the Cowboys, which I was right about.
Yeah.
But I lost all
good.
The other ones. But this week, Daddy, give me a couple games that you think who are your picks for a couple of those tight games this week?
Okay, I picked about five games that I thought would be extremely tight or you know, probably the better games of the week. And the first game, I got four games that I've actually picked the winner in. In one game, the Patriots and Buccaneers, and I think it could be a toss-up because they're playing in Tampa Bay, and the Patriots, you know, they're not like looking too stellar right now. So,
yeah.
Thank God.
And I don't know how to pick that game. I think it's going to be pretty even, very close game. So you could pick either team by 3 points, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know who you would pick and who John would pick in that game. Of course, sometimes the home field gets 3 points.
But yeah, if it's close like that.
Winston is a little – sometimes he's a little scary, you know. So
well, they're both coming off a loss too, right? So mm-hmm. that's the other part.
No, the Buccaneers won.
Oh, they did?
The Buccaneers won this week.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would take New England since they're coming off a loss.
Yeah, I'll go New England on that one also because what's that show on HBO about
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Anytime a team is on that, they don't have a great season.
Oh, yeah, that was when the Falcons were on there. I'm like, well, we're doomed. It's like being on the Madden cover.
Yes, that they're doomed. They're cursed because of the Hard Knocks show. So I'm going to say Patriots on that.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Patriots too.
Well, let's just say whoever wins, we all pick them.
Yeah.
Hey, we all agree.
Give me another one, Daddy.
Okay, I got another really going to be a really good game, close game, Panthers and at the Lions.
Yeah,
I'm only taking the Lions at home because they're always on the edge and they're a comeback team. But after the Panthers game last week, it's going to be a really really good game. But I'm still going to take the Lions probably about 3 or 4 points at home.
Yeah, we get cocky after a win, so I'm thinking, you know, it's like win one, lose one.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the Panthers are, it seems like. And then Stafford, it's just he's a gunslinger, and he's doing really good so far this season. I think he's playing.
The Lions really could be 4-0, but, you know, they beat the Falcons at home in an 8-second countdown, so that was extremely close. But you know, Cam Newton can only do so many Tarzan yells. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. too many dabs. I think I'm going to go against you, though, just because I got to root for my team. So
yeah.
He's going to go
Lions. I don't blame you at all. So
what are you doing, Sarah? Who are you picking on the Panthers,
Lions?
Yeah, I'll
probably have to go Detroit on that, too.
Okay.
Just because they're at home.
All right.
I'll take it. The next game, I think it's going to be a great game and decided would be the Seahawks at the Rams. Because the Rams are playing awful good football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to take the Rams at home in that game.
Yeah, I would take
the Seahawks do not convince me
no.
that they're that good a team.
They look bad. And everyone thought they were going to be like, you know, in the running for a Super Bowl. And they're just not looking good at all right now. So, yeah, I think Rams too on that one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, give me
– the next game I got I think would be a great game and really close would be the Packers at the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good game.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, Packers-Cowboys.
Is it a night game?
The Packers, I think they're due for a loss on the road. And
no.
I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but you know what? Sometimes you got to bite your lip, and I'm going to take the Cowboys at home against the Packers.
Okay.
And they just got upset by the Rams, so
yeah,
I'll go against you. I'll go Packers.
You're going to go Packers?
I'll go Packers.
Killing it.
Make it fun.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Okay. And how much money we got on this?
Oh, wait.
We should put some money in this room.
I think the next game that's going to be the best game of the whole week will probably be the Chiefs at the Texans because Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, after watching him last week, I mean, he was like, he should be in a Marvel comic. You know what I'm saying?
He should. Yeah.
I mean, the guy is, last week, I never saw a guy throw so many pinpoint passes. You know, on the run and in the pocket and with five guys in his face and can still run the ball. I mean, after two games, he's showing he's a pretty phenomenal guy as a rookie, especially as a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
from
a guy
Clemson.
That can, like, apparently throw it on his knees all the way across the field.
No way, really.
Something crazy like that, I think I saw.
I believe that. But also, like, the Chiefs passed on him. So they're, you know, in the draft. So I think this is also like a little bit of a redemption game for Deshaun
as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, the Chiefs did not look that great last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down 10-0 in the first half against the Redskins.
The Chiefs, except for the New England game, have really just been winning their games barely.
Yeah.
But the Texans killed Tennessee last week.
Yeah.
I mean, even if Mariota would have been in the game the whole game,
mm-hmm.
they were not going to beat the Texans last week. They were on cue, and you know, Deshaun was like, he was like bulletproof. I'm mm-hmm. telling you,
yeah,
they're gonna give the Chiefs the only undefeated team the first loss, and I got to pick the Texans for that game.
Yeah, I picked them too. Well, look at me and you, Daddy. We're like right on point there. You know, I'm gonna be in Tampa Bay on Thursday. But I can't go to that game because I have a show.
You're going to Side Splitters, right?
Yeah, Side Splitters in Tampa.
That's right.
So hopefully everybody else doesn't go to that game either.
Yeah, I knew you were going to be pretty close to there, but I was so happy when I saw your Monday morning tweet that you were not in Vegas last weekend because I knew you were going to go there.
Mm. Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, first thing you did was click on your Twitter website, because that's how I follow you, and that you weren't there, you know, because I knew you were going to be there sometime.
Like, I was there the week before.
Yeah, and you know, that could have been guy was looking. He was looking everywhere to find some place to do his bad things. So I'm just glad to see that. You know, I was really to see you weren't there. So
I know. Well, thank you for checking my Twitter website, and I'm sorry that I didn't contact you sooner to tell you. But
No, that's okay. I saw that on there, and if I would have had issues, I would have definitely, you know, got you on your as a text. So
yeah,
but that's good, and football's good. And last week, you know, one thing before we leave here, I actually would have won the pool last week. You know why?
Why?
Because I actually picked the Bengals, of course, to beat the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to my pool, not the potash, but the other pool, I don't know how he did it, but I picked the Browns to win.
Oh, I picked them too.
Not the Bengals.
Oh man!
And I would have had 12 games.
Wow!
Tied with the fellow who won the pool this week, and we would have been tied. And I had 45 points on the game. The game was 49 points.
Wow.
So close.
I would have beat him. And I would have had 3 weeks out of four winning the pool.
That's amazing, Daddy. See? Everybody listen to my dad.
He's good.
Put your money on what he said.
I might have to do that.
Put a godzillion dollars.
I don't bet
a whole.
If you
have a godzillion.
I'm going to give me a godzillion and then put it
on. Hey, John. A godzillion, John.
Right. I got to get some of that.
You know, there is a movie that term comes up in. What do you think it is, John?
Godzillion?
Godzilla?
Is it Godzilla?
The term comes up. I'm a godzillionaire.
Yes. Would it be movie?
On.
Would it be Godzilla?
You know this movie.
It's got to be Godzilla, Daddy.
It's Forrest Gump.
Oh, really?
He says when he's mowing the lawn. Because he has all the money now because of the shrimp business.
Right.
I'm a godzillionaire.
Well, is he sitting on that bench telling that lady, okay.
I remember now.
I remember that now. Okay. I'm going to look it up.
We have about 18
years. So, you know, I am not the one who invented the term. I just remembered the term because Forrest Gump's one of my favorite movies.
Wouldn't he say that? We got more money than Jesus or something like that.
We got more money than God.
He says, no, I'm a godzillionaire.
Oh, that's great.
And I have a lot of shrimp.
I love shrimp.
I mean, goodness, Dad. You just crack yourself up. You see him cracking himself up.
I crack myself up.
Yeah. All right, well, Daddy, thank you so much for giving us all those picks.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, baby.
All right, I love you, John.
Bye, buddy.
Love you all. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I like your dad. I want to hang out with your dad. I want to watch football with your dad.
He cracks himself up with a setup. He doesn't have any punchlines, but it's the setup. He should be in a Marvel comic. Did you hear him? Uh-huh. And cracks up. And it's like, well, why?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to do the because. You know, he does it.
Yeah.
He did this. He one time he was crying tears because he told me they should make Michael Jackson black again, and he just could not stop laughing at that. I was like,
they should do that.
Yeah, they should make him black again. And he's just like crying.
And?
Yeah, because. That's
it. That's the whole thing.
Because if they get did. It? Nope, nothing. No.
Oh, that's too funny.
I mean, goodness.
But, well, it's, you know, your dad was worried about you. So that was sweet.
I know.
You know what? My mom called me right mm-hmm. after. She goes, I just want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you're at. So I had to, you know, I did the same thing, let them off the hook.
Yeah, I called my mom. I talked to my mom today about it, and they said they were.
Sometimes I think maybe people don't understand how far Vegas is from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But we travel a lot. So
but
maybe
we do go there
too.
Just randomly. Yeah. You know, so I go there a few times a year. I had a lot of people text me that night when it was going on to make sure I wasn't there because a country concert definitely sounds like something I would be at.
I was thinking that too. And I think that's what my mom was thinking too. You know, he's always hanging out with Brad
country
Paisley
singers,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to call this other comedian.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you know Jay Schneider?
No.
You never met him?
No.
Okay. You're going to love him. He's a comedian that I met. I think he's perfect for this podcast because he's the real deal Holyfield. Like, he is a comedian, but he's also, like, blue-collar worker. Mm-hmm. He had a twin brother, and they were doing comedy together called the Schneider Twins. But anyway, I told him I was going to call him and let him tell us his story. I think you'll like him.
Okay.
This is a genuine accent, too, so... I love good accents, so let's see if he's going to answer the phone here.
It's a good old Tom Petty song accent.
Yeah, that's right.
Jay.
Let's
see if he has punchlines instead of setups.
What's going on, buddy?
Jay Schneider, please.
Jonathan Reap, what's going on? You got him.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? Say hey to Sarah Tiana. She's on here, too.
Hello, Sarah Tiana. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jay?
I've never been worse.
Okay. Wow.
No, I just like to say that to people. It throws them off and wish they'd never asked.
How long is your suicide
I'm great,
note?
I'm great.
I met Jay. God, how long ago did I meet you, Jay? I mean,
probably what, 9 years? 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably.
He was opening for me at Dayton Funny Bone, Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fell in love with the guy, and him and his brother.
Oh, and Dayton.
I did.
Y'all could have gone on a Dayton because y'all fell in love.
That's kind of how I feel. And I'm like, you got to get this guy. And I have him, he will open for me every now and then when I get in that area. You know, I took him to Florida.
Where do you live, Jay?
I actually live in Southeast Ohio now. It's called Jackson, Ohio. But I lived in Dayton for about 17 years, going through a divorce disillusion, you know, so I got the hell out of there. Yeah. Fucking, I was like, yeah, I ain't falling for that child support shit again. not another pyramid scheme. I don't want to watch.
Jay, we were telling these fight stories a couple podcasts ago, and it reminded me of one of my favorite bits that you have is that you got in a fight and you swung at this guy, and I'll just let you tell that story. I just love that.
Yeah, I was. I tried to punch this guy and.
No, where was this? Where were you when this happened?
This we were smoking a joint in my laundry room.
In your house.
In my house, yeah.
You were in your house?
Actually in my apartment. So that lets you know what size this laundry room was. It's about the size of a love seat.
Now, why did you decide to swing at this guy?
Well, I hadn't been drunk for a few years, and that's the night I broke the ice. I said, fuck it, let's just go all in.
Uh-huh.
But,
and then why?
I don't know.
Why were you smoking weed in the laundry room?
Well, I mean, I got kids, you know.
You can't have it out in the open like that. You got to be in there with the washer.
Is there a fan in there?
No, the kids were in the laundry room. That's why we went to the laundry room. Help them sleep.
Yeah, put them in the dryer.
But, so we're sitting there smoking, and a little minor, I wouldn't even call it an argument, a disagreement. And I was like, oh, well, I know how this is going to end. No, not how I predicted it, but I tried to punch the guy and I miss him, and he like And that's how he found out we were fighting. Like, he didn't even know that I was about to fight.
He didn't even know that you were mad?
He didn't say, like, put him up, let's go. Jay swung and missed. And then that guy goes, oh.
He just saw a fist buzz about a foot in front of his face. And, and then he beat the holy hell out of me through the laundry room, through the kitchen, and actually threw me through the drywall in my living room.
What was this person doing in your house?
Is this like a party you were having, like a little get-together?
Well, no, there was a bar across the street. I had never met him before in my life. Okay. And we were at a bar across the street, and they had the weed. So I was like,
come to my laundry room. Like,
let's get over here. Yeah, so he threw you through a wall?
Well, like through the drywall, like my, you know.
That counts. That's a wall.
Yeah. Landlord was a little pissed. He's like, what happened? I was like, I fucking spilled a cup of coffee again. You know how it goes.
And fell through the drywall.
Yeah, and my twin brother's fighting the other guy who damn near bit his finger off.
Good grief.
But he is beating the holy shit out of me, and I'm just laying on the ground, just covering my balls in my throat. So I figure everything else will work itself out. And so fucking horrible.
Have you ever seen these guys again?
Not that I know of.
Didn't you tell me you had to get up and, like, at one point unlock the door so he could leave?
Yeah. So he starts heading toward the door, but he couldn't get out because I had these childproof locks on it. and so, by the time he gets to the door, I'm starting to get back up. So he'd just come back in and just kick the ever-loving shit out of me. Go back toward the door, and finally I was like, God damn it, I'm trying to unlock the son of a bitch for you. Like, it's over, buddy. You win.
The guy just kicked his ass, threw him through a wall, and then tried to leave, and then Jay had to get up and go, let me get that for you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I love
very
that.
Very humbling.
What?
Very humbling.
Hey, did you hear, Jay, that George Foreman challenged Steven Seagal to a fight in Vegas?
I literally just read that less than 10 minutes ago. And I like that he said, and you can do whatever the hell you want, whatever he said.
Yeah, with my fist and you with whatever you want to bring.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that happens.
Oh, my God.
I would pay $100 to see that.
I mean,
it'll be over in like 30 seconds.
Is Russia on the ban list? Because Steven Seagal is a Russian citizen now.
I know. Did you know? He looks like.
Is that right?
Like if someone were going to draw a picture of Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
He would look just like he looks right now. Like, that's the picture you would draw.
Right.
Because it looks like he's dyed his goatee and he's got some...
Steven Seagal looks like at one point he used to carry around his own pool cube. You know what I mean? Like, he had, like, his own pool stick, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, and he could do a kata with it.
Yeah, sure. He knows how to...
He never played pool with it. He just kicked your ass like Roadhouse.
Yeah, George Foreman actually looks better than Steven Seagal does. However,
a George Foreman grill looks better than Steven Seagal.
That's right. So where are you at right now, buddy? You at home?
I'm in Jackson, Ohio. Yes.
Okay.
I'm in my girlfriend's hair salon.
Okay.
You getting your hair did? Are you sitting under a dryer right now?
No.
Smoking a doobie?
Yeah.
No, it's a bowl, you know.
Okay, got it.
But, I'm going to wax my nostrils.
Oh, that's good.
What?
Yeah, you know what, fuck it. I'm bored. You know, why not?
You're bored, and why did you come? You just went to her salon because you were bored?
Well, no, I was over at her parents' house with her, but this was a great way to get the hell out of here. I was like, look, I got a buddy that's going to be calling me here.
You're welcome.
Days. I better get the hell out of here. All right. That was Tuesday.
So,
last Tuesday.
Jay, how long have you been doing stand-up now?
Be going on 10 years.
And tell me how you got started, how the whole thing began for you. Like, why did you decide to even get in this?
Well, I was married at the time to Rinda, of course, and she worked at the Dayton Funny Bone.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started going in, watching shows. And, I would think that I was funnier than some people and not funnier than most of them. And finally, I just got the balls to try it.
Now, was it you and your brother together the first time, or did you do it separately?
No, we did it separately. We never really did it. We only went on stage one time, actually together. And it was for this ventriloquist or whatever. and it was
or whatever.
It was pretty goddamn uncomfortable.
He's your twin
because
brother.
Because when you're not, yeah,
identical twins. I mean, think of if the Sklar brothers were brought up in a trailer home, that's the yeah. Snyder twins right there.
Yeah, in Appalachia. Yeah, yeah. So, damn, that's great. Can I quote you on that?
On your resume?
Yeah, put that on there, buddy.
Next court hearing.
But, I went up, and then my second time on stage was Jared's first time on stage. And that's the only time my mom has ever came to watch me, and I fucking bombed so goddamn hard.
She's never come back?
No, she never came back, no.
I can't watch that again.
Where is she?
She's about 45 minutes from here, just a little northwest of here.
Okay, so she has an opportunity.
Well, she could, but she refuses.
Oh, yeah, she's still, that, your little comedy thing or whatever it is.
Yeah, my parents won't come to see me unless it's real close now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm in Hickory,
in
they'll come.
Right. Yeah. If you're doing a show in their backyard, they might come out.
We'll go in the washer and dryer room, and yeah. I'll do a little private set for them. That makes sense to me, man. Now, his ex-wife, Renda, actually, it was my birthday one year I was there. I was headlining, and mm-hmm. Jay was there. And I said, listen, my birthday's this weekend, but I don't want a cake. I don't want y'all to do anything. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be good on my diet right now. I don't want any carbs.
Right.
And they made me a steak cake.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a Salisbury steak in the shape of, in a big pan, a bunch of them, and they arranged peppers to say happy birthday, John. It was the best.
Awesome. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll never forget garnished that. With Levi Garrett, you know? We don't fuck around.
Where are you performing next, Jay?
Yeah, where's your next show? You still on the internets?
On the old interwebs, yes. Jay Snyder Company. I'm doing a cancer fundraiser at the Columbus Funny Bone.
Oh, nice. Here,
this weekend? Yeah, so.
All right.
So that'll be good.
Tell everybody.
It's weird, the shit they want to do for, like, fundraisers. It's always death-related.
Yes.
Comedy.
Nothing's funnier than going up to go, let's get rid of this cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, you guys have heard this shit, right? I'm going to probably make somebody cry here. All right.
Is it for a specific cancer or just any cancer?
You know what? I don't know.
You should make a case.
I just ask how much it paid.
Just ask about. Just say I'm only here to support or I'm against testicular cancer. Just have a bunch of ball jokes.
Yeah. And foremost, I want you guys to know I am an organ donor. So back the fuck off, would you? Hello.
Jay, I think in the future I might want you to call in, or maybe we could call you, and I want you to review like tech stuff. Like, I would like to get your opinion on the new iPhone 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want you to really think about that. And then
he's also got to find one of those because we know he's not going to buy one.
They got a mall. Yeah. She'll show up there and just test it out and then leave.
If you steal one, tell us how it works.
Yeah, yeah, just take one.
I can steal a radio and leave the music there. I'm pretty fucking good at it.
Hey, Jay, I appreciate you calling us, buddy, and where can people find you? JaySnyderTwins.com or
JaySnyderComedy and SnyderTwinsComedy.com is my website.
There you go, and we'll post it up on our Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, we gotta tag you.
Awesome.
All right, Jay.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
Sarah,
we'll talk to you later, buddy.
Hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Bye. Okay.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, that was a.
He's like, I gotta wax my nostrils. I'm out.
Yeah, that was odd.
Have you ever waxed anything?
I think he was just trying to be funny.
Have you ever waxed?
Oh, have you ever waxed anything? No.
No?
No.
You're lying.
No, I'm trying
You're
to think.
So
I have yanked hairs, but I have not used wax. But so, no, technically,
no. We gotta get you to do that.
I would, yeah, I wanna know what it feels like.
Well, do your nose then.
No, I don't wanna do that. That would hurt.
It's
really all gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do
my chest.
Yeah, I've only had, you know.
Uh-huh.
The Appalachian Mountains. Yeah. East Virginia and West Virginia. I get those taken off, leave the Appalachians.
You're just ripping hair out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, would you ever do the laser removal where it's supposed to
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm
not
know.
That hairy. And
I'm
my
not
hair's,
either. I have like, that's the
you're blonde,
Native American
too.
In me apparently.
Yeah. I think being blonde is like, I have hairy arms, but you can't really see it. It's like fish wire.
I don't have it hardly. You know, I have like Asian arms. I remember the first time I even knew that people had to shave their, like girls had to shave their legs a lot. I was like, I was studying abroad in college, and a girlfriend of mine, we were going to go to Barcelona for the weekend on the train. So we were leaving Paris to Barcelona. And we were talking about, like, I was like, okay, I'll bring the shampoo. And she's like, oh, I'll bring the shaving cream and the razors. And I was like, what?
Why?
We're just going for a weekend.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that people shave their legs every day.
And you're like in Europe where no one did.
I'm like a couple weeks. I don't even know if I brought one. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, man.
And then
that
you were
sucks.
In Europe when that happened, too. And the women over there don't technically always shave.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to
be in weird
Europe.
Time.
Why would you even want to shave? Yeah. This is where we can let it go.
Yeah. Let's not even bathe. Let's just walk around. How are we doing on time over there, Aaron? We're at 50.
What?
All right.
We're way over.
Folks, we apologize.
We're
so sorry this is going long. But we love you and, you know, appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do this again.
Yeah, I think we should. Do you want to play Tom Petty to roll us out?
I could play Tom Petty to get us out of here, or we could end it with Fried, you know, our favorite Fried song. However you want to do it.
I don't want to do anything. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm sitting here trying to look at my. Hang
I know.
On. I'm not good at this.
I wish people could just see the video of you trying to.
I think I might need
look
glasses.
Up something on your. If you got glasses, that would be.
What do you think?
So fun.
Tom Petty wore glasses sometimes. Sunglasses.
Yeah, but they were like sunglasses that were purple.
That's true. Oh, hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.